When Sue Weldon, a former gymnastics coach, was diagnosed with breast cancer 11 years ago, she had to search for people who could make her feel better while she was undergoing surgery and chemotherapy.
During that time, I was just like this machine of doing research and trying to understand who I could connect to. And then amazing what's out there when you find it, you know, when you get to the right people.
Her own research indicated that she needed acupuncture, yoga, and some techniques involving nutrition.
Nutrition was key. I mean, food was truly my medicine during that time. And I remember being told just to get down whatever you could eat. And it was amazing how food could help me with the side effects and symptoms I was having.
Weldon says she was able to get to the right people for the right services. Sometime later, she was at an event where she spotted a woman with a scarf on her head, a recovering cancer patient undergoing chemo, Weldon thought. The two struck up a conversation.
And I told her all the acupuncture, the yoga, the nutrition, the massage therapy, all these modalities that I was using at different parts of my treatment and healing. And she just got a tear in her eye and said, I could never afford that. I could never do all that.
That's when Sue Weldon decided to start a nonprofit.
We started in one hospital in 2010 with a wellness day program, our outreach program, where we impacted 30 women. Now, fast forward, 2014, we're partnering with over 11 hospitals, soon to be 14 hospitals, and we are reaching over 1,000 women.
Women are invited to these wellness days by the navigators or point people who work with their surgeons to guide the women through their surgeries. Wellness days are single-day workshops with professionals about acupuncture, massage therapy, yoga, and at the core, nutrition. Each woman gets a container with a yoga mat, a nutrition guide, and $2,000 worth of vouchers for services that include a weekly box of organic vegetables from Lancaster Farm Fresh, a cooperative of Pennsylvania farmers.
Nutrition, to me, is at the core. We so don't realize how our food is impacting our health. I think we realize it, but we don't do anything about it. So we get these women excited about real food again and cooking and knowing how to make simple dishes.
We're standing here in front of peanut butter. I think that this is a great little test tool.
Katie Cavuto knows food from two angles. She's a graduate of Johnson & Wales, one of the nation's leading chef training schools, and she's also a registered dietitian. Among the services her company Healthy Bites offers, Cavuto accompanies clients to the market to give them nutrition tips and visits their homes to cook with them. She's also the chief nutritionist for Unite for Her, which is how I met her. My wife Susan is a breast cancer survivor who benefited from the Unite for Her program, and Cavuto came to our home to cook 5 of her recipes with us, all within an hour. For this piece, she met with Susan and me again at O'Neill's, a family-owned grocery in Glenside, then came to our kitchen to cook 3 recipes.
What are the ingredients on this organic natural peanut butter?
Peanuts. That's
peanuts.
It.
That's it.
Wow.
So that is exactly what we want to be looking for in a packaged food.
At O'Neill's, we considered many aspects of products for sale.
Another little tip is looking at the ingredient list and thinking, can I buy all of these ingredients in the store? And if there are ingredients I can't buy in the store, then I think, well, they're not real foods.
We perused the fresh veggies.
Cruciferous vegetables have a lot of cancer-fighting properties.
And the grains.
If you don't have a lot of time, choose a dried lentil. They're quick cooking and actually are higher in protein than some beans.
And the syrups, with a discussion that surprised me.
In the quote-unquote maple syrup we all grew up on, there is not even the word maple in the ingredient list. So grabbing another brand here, this actually says 100% pure, all natural maple syrup.
Yes, it does.
Wow. And what are our ingredients? The ingredients are actually maple syrup.
Find everything okay?
We did.
Once we're home, Cavuto takes over the kitchen and we're her sous chefs for 3 dishes she often makes with Unite for Her clients. We put together a quinoa salad, a baked salmon fillet with a mustard and maple syrup glaze, and an eggy frittata full of veggies. While we cook, Cavuto the chef talks about her practice as Cavuto the nutritionist.
I started Healthy Bites with the goal to really give people the tools they needed to implement lifestyle changes versus just giving them the information. So by going to the grocery store, by coming into people's homes and actually cooking with them, I'm providing them the tools they need to implement lifestyle changes instead of just information.
She's extended that goal to helping breast cancer survivors in particular.
Oh, this quinoa salad. The quinoa salad's wonderful.
After Cavuto leaves to meet a client, we have lunch. As a cancer survivor, Susan has become intensely interested in the foods that will keep her strong, sparked by Unite for Her. For me, there's a byproduct. Good cooking and good eating. For WHYY, I'm Howard Shapiro.
Slightly crunchy. We did it the right way.